brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I do this all the time as I'm taking calls. I got so much going on. And then later I hear it and realize I said the opposite. Sometimes I flip things around. I'm no weapons expert, but I've seen Discovery Channel shows about it. And when I was a kid, we'd watch it on the news and they would crash and things. The B-1 bomber is swept wing, not bat wing. And I'm always calling it bat wing instead of swept wing when I know the complete difference. The point is, as it goes faster, the wings can be brought in to the sides of the aircraft. And when those things get deployed overseas, I mean, you know it's a serious situation. And they definitely have been crashing, crash landing, exploding, you name it, in the last week. In fact, B-1 bomber crashes in southeast Montana, CBS News. Perhaps we can pull that article up for folks. But they're keeping it very, very quiet while they've been having emergency landings of them, crashes, you name it. It's because they've got the whole fleet moving to the East Coast. They probably left the United States. We don't know that because that's all secretive and classified. And that would be something they would use for a high-altitude strike on Syria. And again, I'm no weapons expert. Air Force folks can call in if they can get in on air. But generally, if they're just taking out low and medium level type military targets, they would use cruise missiles. But when they really want to drop big bunker busting bombs, say on the top military brass or Assad, it would be something like a B-1 bomber. Or they would use a B-1 bomber if they were wanting to drop nukes, because that's what it was originally designed for, was to race over into Europe under the radar. It was meant to fly low with ground following radar and nuke the Russians. So I don't know. It's just, it's really bad. I mean, believe me, they wouldn't be moving those over there if they weren't thinking about using them, from all the military people I've talked to and the research I've done with this swept wing fighter. And if they're being moved over there, you can bet the B-2s, the stealth bombers, are being moved around. And we'll get some calls on that. But James, you wanted to make one other point. You said you thought something was suspicious when the break cut you off.
Well, yeah, and these are the B-2 bombers. This is the only base in the United States that they're at Whiteman. And during the Iraq War, they flew them nonstop from Whiteman. And it takes about 12 hours to get there. So if they would have left yesterday afternoon, it would have gotten there in the early morning hours. I was possibly expecting a strike with them early this morning, but maybe they're just moving them over there to position them. Excuse me. But no, they
absolutely. So this is B-2 bombers.
This is the B-2, but not the B-1. It is the B-2 stealth bomber based at Whiteman.
Yeah, because I've had B-1s on the mind since I heard about them taking off from a base they're at in West Texas, and then one crashing last week in Montana. So you have seen the B-2s leaving, and in numbers larger than they normally do with training, and you didn't see them come back?
That is correct. They make a very distinctive sound. I've seen them in air shows, and I'm a private pilot, so I've seen them around, and I know the sound that they make. This is much, much louder noise. That's why I'm shocked that nobody has talked about this on the news. But there, I saw at least five of them leave, and I stayed outside watching because we would have heard them come back. That many, they never came back. And maybe they're just doing training missions. I don't know, but this it's awfully suspicious. And then it happened again this morning where they were leaving. Since my wife said that they were definitely leaving, they weren't returning from their flight. And they can fly them nonstop from Missouri to wherever they need to go.
Wow. Well, what do you think's going on? What's your gut tell you?
I think they're moving them over in position. Either they're expecting a war with Russia, or possibly, as you said, to bomb the heck out of Syria, because they can do it from high altitude and with precision without anybody even knowing.
Sure. Wow. Thank you so much for that call. We're getting a lot of calls about B-1s and B-2s leaving. Can we do some searches? I know you are, to see if any of that's in the news. We'll be back. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in trouble.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing it here? You got it. Are we seeing it here now?
Now, about an hour and a half ago, if you just joined us, the Communist News Network, CNN, came out and reported that Assad had launched another chemical attack on Monday that they hadn't told us about. We reported on that baloney on Wednesday. Now they're saying there's been new chemical attacks today, and that's on a bunch of channels. I just saw it on CNN out here. MSNBC in there. They were telling me in the back office it's on Fox News. More U.S. warships arrive in the region. Another one showed up today. Obama is set to speak on Syria in minutes. So he's probably going to announce they're going to attack him. He'll probably give Assad, because it makes him look like he's Wyatt Earp or something. He'll probably give Assad 2 days or something to give up and leave, if I had to guess, or there's going to be more action. So as soon as El Presidente, the dear leader, as soon as he comes on, we will go to it. So Kerry was there to come out and say, we know Assad did it, and then add the proviso, I have the transcript right here, that we don't know who did it. That's that new thing they do. It's so bizarre. Where they'll have it both ways. Like, we know he did it, but we don't know who did it. But we got to attack him regardless. Because the war is terrible and people are dying. Acting like Assad killed everybody when it's about the people of that nation that had the West come in with foreign rebels to blow the daylights out of every police station, every military base, every mosque that's not Sunni. Imagine the Shiite mosque. The Wahhabis are going after them. The Al-Qaeda Wahhabis are going after the minority Zoroasters, the Jews, the Christians. It is unprecedented. And then they get up there and talk about moral authority. You know, I was intended to do a rebroadcast Sunday, and everybody's getting it edited and put together. I was going to tape some stuff for it. I don't think that's going to be happening. I think we're going to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. In fact, we just need to go ahead and decide that. And I'll be live in here on Monday. Regardless, with David Knight riding shotgun with me. If there's not an attack, I just don't even know anymore. I've got so much going on in my head, I can hardly even think, if you know what I mean. I mean, this is outrageous to see them where they can inject rebels into a country, 2.5 years later, talk about the disaster as if somebody else did it, and then get caught, as Ron Paul said on Fox News, staging false flags, video of the jihadis loading the chemicals, AP reporters saying, oh, the rebels admit they did it. Because the rebels are just a bunch of riffraff. People say, well, wait, I mean, Al-Qaeda, like, loves America and works for the CIA. The CIA opens the door for them to come in and gives them the weapons. Israel does that. NATO does that. Saudi Arabia is really honchoing it more than anybody else. They're running the show. And it's so frustrating to see this happening. And then I had one of my friends call me from out in West Texas where they have the B-1 station, the old swept wing. I was calling it bat wing earlier, the swept wing fighters, the nuclear strike fighters, or medium-sized bombers, aren't really fighters. And then now we've got reports coming in of up in Missouri and areas of the B-2 bombers taking off. I'd like to check that. I know we're looking at the chemical weapons news. Is there any news about what's being deployed? I mean, the British news is reporting fighters and things are being deployed to Cyprus, which is about 95 miles away from the coast of Syria, and most of the targets. You got 4 U.S. missile cruisers now there. Well, 4 were there yesterday. 1 more arrived today. You've got massive buildup of U.S. troops in Jordan going back months ago. That's a big controversy, why they won't leave. The Jordanians are asking, why are they here? They came in for a drill. There's U.S. troops deployed into the Gaza area. I mean, they're getting ready for something big. And I hope this doesn't happen. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, the toll-free number to join us. If you have seen B-2 bombers taking off, B-1 bombers, if you have family that's deployed over there, if you have a breakdown of what you think is going to happen. The good news is, for the first time in over 200 years, the British Parliament voted down a request to authorize war by the Prime Minister. France is running around, of course, being contrary, begging for an attack, saying they absolutely must have one. That's in the news today. Just bizarre behavior out of the frogs. And then you've got Kerry caught lying over and over again. You've got 9% approval ratings for this to happen. And I guess they've got to launch a war in a way, as I feared at the start of the show today, because they need to cover up the fact that all of the confidence in them is imploding. And that the dollar's on the verge of collapsing because of overprinting and derivatives. And this war will actually make the dollar go up. Because everybody will rush in trying to prop it up and do it out of fear. But long term, even short term, this is a disaster. And at the start of the show, I saw the whole world turn against this attack, and Americans wake up and be against it, and 150-plus members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, say, you can't do this. This is unconstitutional. You've got to come to us. And so I'm thinking, man, this looks like we may not have this nightmare happen. But it doesn't seem to matter, because the New World Order wants to do what they want to do. And Obama is set to speak in minutes. Now, sometimes it takes longer, but we'll see what happens. We're going to follow this. And on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But many analysts believe this could trigger World War III. absolutely incredible. And we'll also, after we take calls, go over the transcript of the remarks by Kerry on Syria. And again, here's The Guardian. War planes massing in Cyprus as tensions rise. I mean, this is a serious situation. And I believe our callers, because I have a friend that called me about it in West Texas with the B-1s. So I kept conflating it with the B-2s. And now we're getting calls saying the same thing. So we haven't confirmed that yet, though. Let's go to Kyle in Omaha, then we'll go to Pauline, Zach, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Kyle. What's your take on this situation?
God bless you and your broadcast, and I pray for your family and everybody involved in telling the truth. It's a big deal. I believe just like a few years back, we did that first missile defense in Israel with that to see how we would protect against a missile launched anywhere towards any of our troops or our allies. So when we move the Asian Pacific fleet and we move all these people over there, do we have several of those missile defense set up like that where basically we're trying to flex on Russia and see if they're going to try to go all out war against us in Syria and Iran?
Well, that's a good point. And not just the Patriot that's been around for decades over there. They've brought in the Iron Dome. They've used some of the Hezbollah and Hamas rocket attacks to try to test it, but those are so low level. It's had mixed results, according to what I've read. I'm certainly not a missile technician, so I'd have to talk to military experts about that. But, yeah, look, they need a world war or a larger regional war, at least.
To get us out of debt.
Well, to get everybody to go along with the tyranny. And then they may not even have to stage terror attacks if they attack Iran. Iran's definitely probably got some sleeper cells. And then that'll just be great. The globalists don't care. They're all in armored fortresses anyways. So what if we get killed? They get to grandstand as heroes. And once we get in a war, they know most Americans and Europeans, even if our government starts it, we'll get behind it, because that's the primitive programming in a human, that if your chief starts a war, it doesn't matter if you agree with it. You got to get your spear and get ready to fight, because the enemy's coming. But the enemy is the people running our government. And then they use some outside enemy as the pretext to get us to go along with it. So that's the full spectrum dominance. Good to hear from you, Kyle. Pauline in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to let you know, I drove 2 hours yesterday to go speak to my congressman, Congressman Polis, and ask him specifically, because I'm in the overpass of Colorado here, and ask him specifically why it was Congress wasn't, consulted before Obama is going to strike Syria. And He had no reasonable explanation. He basically said, "Oh well, the past few wars, Congress wasn't consulted."
Yeah. So that's like saying the cops busted a serial killer, and he said, "Look, I killed 20 people, and now you caught me on the 21st. It's okay because I did it before." They're saying precedent exactly. Now we get our orders from NATO, not from the Bill of Rights and the Congress.
Well, and the hypocrisy was handing out pocket constitutions at the front door. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's packaging over reality. That's form over function. That's what they do. And a large portion of the public does not even know what planet they're on. And that's why the globalists are going ahead with this. But, at a certain point, they just can't get away with everything. And well, I hear you.
I wonder, I'm confused because they're acting so erratically, and now 3 days now, Putin hasn't said a word. What do you think is going to happen? He's backing down and not saying anything now. So I'd like to know, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Again, there is no Russia, there is no America, there is no England, there is no Japan. They're all run by less than 500 corporations that are bigger than governments and that are anti-free market. And they are sitting back playing the countries off against each other. Russia is full of globalist corporations and other factions. And they may have even made a deal. And I'm not saying this has happened, but this is how it works. Where they're going to let them have Syria. I mean, Russia could flip and totally join the New World Order completely tomorrow. That's like the globalists go in, as Dr. Roberts talked about a few days ago, and they hire all the communist officials in China to be corporate officials on their boards. See, it's a corporate infiltration, a corporate espionage, a corporate takeover, a financial world government. We'll be right back with more calls, and we're waiting for Obama's speech.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another.
Obama is set to come on in a couple of minutes. That's what CNN says. Who knows what's true? And we will go to that as soon as that happens and get his announcement. It may just be more of a buildup, or he may say, you know, you've got to leave us out, or I'm going to hit you in 48 hours. I mean, who knows? We'll certainly find out soon. But you know, Obama didn't make those decisions. The foreign banks that run this country did. Kurt Nimmo just put up an article. Kerry misrepresents Syria chemical war dead. And I just walked into Kurt and I said, Kurt, that's a great article you wrote, but why don't we change the headline to what he originally was talking about having it? Kerry lies about the number of chemical war dead. and then have the subheadline from the Doctors Without Borders that Doctors Without Borders said 300 to 400 children died. The number they say is 426 versus the 1,429. I mean, there it is. Their report, their new report that he's citing says 426, not 1,429. In fact, he just basically put a one, another digit, a one in front of that. And again, that's all a lie, too, to begin with. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. It's incredible to be watching this happen. Carrie's out here. So now Carrie is correcting himself. So we're going to be going over all of that. But the way he spun it was, he said 426 were children out of 1,429, but the report says that it's 400 and something. I mean, and that is even arguing about things that don't matter. The West started this. They've clearly been behind the false flags, like Ron Paul said. It's not just Alex Jones saying this. I mean, I've got major newspapers like The Independent saying, does Obama know he's giving arms to Al-Qaeda? Of course they know. It's like asking, John Wayne, when he was 70 years old, John Wayne, did you know you've starred in Westerns? I mean, it's just beggars the mind of what they get away with. I mean, with Bush and the WMDs, it came out that was a certified premeditated fraud. But at least he went to Congress and the UN and they had some fake dossiers or something. Still, that set the precedent to invade anybody that has powerful weapons, saying only the globalists can have them. I mean, what a dangerous precedent that is. We know what the globalists want for this country. Is Obama coming out yet? They keep saying a few minutes. And see how these narcissist imperial globalists control our lives, where we have to just, everything's about what are they going to do with interest rates? What are they going to do with the economy? What are they going to do with a war? In a free nation, in a free world, you're not supposed to be living moment to moment, heartbeat to heartbeat, breath to breath about what they're doing. They want to be the center of the universe. They want to control everything. Let's go to Zach in California, and then we'll go to everybody else that's patiently holding. What's your take on this stuff, Zach?
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Alex. First time caller. I think that all the double talk that Carrie's doing, coming back, he has to correct his previous statement, the way CNN had delayed the feed from the State Department to make sure that nothing's going on. It all shows that internally, the New World Order of these elitist bankers, they are fighting amongst each other. And I think that they're scrambling for scraps on the table right now. And they don't realize in their own arrogance that they are going to split their own throat. What's your take on that?
Look, I just think the whole thing is one giant mess. And I think they don't know exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they may have just made the decision. They thought they could just sell this and play the part of heroes and launch their operation. What do you think about what you just said?
Well, there was a comment a caller or guest made recently that said there is no real policy, that every action that's taken outside of the state is a reaction to some kind of internal turmoil. And I think that the fighting that they're constantly, the way they push constantly and at every corner, they're getting shut down. They cannot win for losing right now. And the approval rate of the U.S. people and how sad that is. And the British government and how Parliament has been, you know, if the U.N.'s not allowing it, well, that's vetoes from Russia and China. But I think these people have built an empire on sand and it's crumbling in front of them. And this is their most dangerous time because they're willing to do anything to make their
Jack, I 100% agree with what you said. Absolutely. I mean, in my gut, I can feel the danger and I can intellectually, geopolitically see that the danger is there. But I can close my eyes, you know, if I wasn't politically aware, you can just feel the danger. We'll be back with more calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GZN Radio Network.
When our gracious, dear, wondrous leader decides to give his speech that they keep saying for 20 minutes is imminent any second, I will cut to that so we can play it live here for you. And I better call him the dear excellency supreme leader. Because, well, if you're a rodeo clown and wear a mask and get chased by a bull, they say that's a threat to Obama, and he's been fired and banned and from the Rodeo Association in Missouri. And everybody else has to go take sensitivity training that works at the rodeo as a clown in a good authoritarian model, because they're all guilty because he did something that wasn't illegal. Because you're in a free country, and they have truth squads there. Get the new issue of the magazine in bulk at cost to give to friends and family. It is the September edition. Thou shalt not have any gods above the state. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get a 12-issue subscription to give it to friends and family. Read it yourself, then pass it on. Great way to wake people up. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to, if this is spelled right, Mudica? Am I pronouncing that right? From Texas, go ahead.
Muntica. Muntica Bass Jigga. You know I dig ya. Anyway, I have a few things. It's the first time I've ever called you, but a few things. I'm a local Austin musician, but I heard this morning on the Power Hour. First of all, the only way to conquer this darkness is with the light, and not to hide underneath a table. And tomorrow there's going to be an anti-war in Syria rally downtown, starting at 10 o'clock at the Capitol grounds. So I encourage everyone to go down and rally against this, for one thing. For another thing, you know, there's several prophecies in the Bible that speak of this time very specifically, and it just all is them preparing for their false Messiah and the greatest deception of peace that ever will come. So we need to wake up, America, and repent and get on our knees and stand for the truth.
I agree with you. I agree. This is shadows and the foretaste of biblical things in the future, but a lot of people are using that as a cop-out. They're saying Jesus is about to come back before it all happens, so when the Antichrist shows up, they're going to think he is the Christ, which is the great delusion they're given. But even if you don't believe in all that, this is dangerous for everybody. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling. You want to say something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, just on a funny or a take it at for what it's worth weird kind of note. This morning on the Power Hour, this lady called in and she was talking about the numbers of the days of the year, and August 31st is the 243rd day, and if you divide that by 365 point whatever, 2, 4, 3, 5, 6, whatever, it allegedly comes out to 666. So she thinks that on tomorrow there's going to be some kind of attack, but I would say, like, if that is at all true, that maybe it would be more like on their calendar, which the Sabbath and tomorrow would start today at 6, so maybe tonight at midnight.
Something. Well, I'll say this. I don't follow all the numerology, and I appreciate your call, but the globalists are into it.
And yeah, weird, right?
And they're always doing things. Yes, good to talk to you. We're going to move along now to Logan. Logan, you're on the air. You say you're a B-1B bomber technician, and I was hearing those are going to be retired, but then they've been flying them out east, and one crashed last week. What word do you have on B-1 bombers or B-2 bombers being moved into the European theater?
Well, Alex, I can tell you that they've been saying for a long time they were going to get rid of the B-1. But time and time again, it proves to be one of the best bombers we actually have. It almost even outperforms the B-2, which is a much newer plane. I mean, the radar cross sections are insanely small for such a huge plane. Goes ridiculously fast. I mean, it's faster than they tell you. You look up, it'll say it goes just above Mach 1. I can tell you that that's false. It goes much faster than that.
Sure, real speeds are always classified. Like they say, aircraft carriers go 40 knots, and the word is some of them go 100, if you can believe it. But go ahead.
Right. But I will tell you, they were going to close down the base I was working at a few years ago, and it comes up every so often. But they use this for Operation Odyssey Dawn, if you remember that one in Libya. Now, they flew directly from the continental United States over to Libya, bombed, came right back without landing. Unprecedented. I mean, that's a long flight. Outperformed everything. I mean, it was ridiculous. And after that, they realized, the brass said, this is a plane we need to use. The radar, you don't pick this thing up on radar unless they want you to see it. That's what it comes down to. You cannot. I've worked in the radar systems. They're even for being from the 1970s. Radar today has a lot of problems. They're still here in the 22s.
Now, is that because it doesn't really have a lot of stealth attributes like the B-2, right? It's because it flies low, or are you saying it has stealth capabilities when it's flying high?
Both.
Wow.
It's all about radar, just scrambling signals. You know, giving erroneous signals.
Oh, I get it. You're saying it's got radar jammers on it and false signals. Okay, I get that, yeah.
That's baby stuff compared to what this thing has. This thing can fry radar systems. Just flying around, it can fry other planes' radar systems as long as it's close enough. I mean, this thing is a power plant of just military ability. And, you know, if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
No, that's very interesting. I mean, what do you think about the word that they're all being moved to the, we don't know if they left the U.S., I'm sure they did, that they're being moved out to the East Coast, B-1s and B-2s?
Well, they would move them down to the gang, the Georgia Air National Guard. That's where they run out of on the East Coast. I was in the middle of the continent. They'll fly them out there. They'll fly them into one of the bases out there in the Middle East, probably in Iraq or Afghanistan, do some quick maintenance on them, you know, tighten some bolts, some screws, and then fly them right out there, run them ops, run them right back before anyone could even button their pants up. They're quick, they're quiet, their payloads are very large compared to any other plane its size.
Yeah, well, I mean, would they be using that using that to take out the military command and bunkers in Assad? Because, I mean, it's either that or nukes, right?
Oh, yeah. This plane is nuclear capable. I mean, that's one. But, yes, they could easily take out entire city, probably entire city blocks. If you had four or five of them, you could take out half a city with just one, maybe two passes. This thing is a very intense piece of equipment that people really don't know about. And I just heard you talking about it. I figured I'd give my input.
Sure, I was just bumbling around what I've seen on Discovery Channel and stuff. They had 4th of July before. I had one fly over with its wings out, and then it turned over the city and started sweeping them back and turned on its afterburners and blasted off. It is a really neat-looking plane, but it's in the hands of the New World Order. So I appreciate your call. We're still waiting for Obama. Has his lordship? CNN's like, Obama to speak in minutes. That's like Kerry this week spoke like 30 minutes after they said he was. We'll continue to track it all here live on the radio, folks. Mike in Canada, what's your take on the situation, sir?
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
It's my first time calling.
Thank you for calling. Talk right into your telephone for me.
I am. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is there any way the military can actually, like, stand down on their own without, you know, just going out there and killing people just like that? Like, I used to think that people should have morals. You know, like, when they say go do something and you see that it's not right, you should be able to say, okay, you know what, at least ask questions or something. Because all indication is saying that this is a false flag. Ron Paul came out and said that there's a bunch of videos on YouTube pointing out that it is not right to go into Syria. And still they're pushing forward for that.
And it's because they need a political diversion and they want to take over every sovereign nation, whether that country be good, bad, or indifferent. And I appreciate your call, sir. Great question. Morally, the soldiers... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And because I'm just thinking... Because, really, I think the Congress has to give the authority for them to go into war. And if they don't get that authority, then the military should at least ask questions. Because this is about human beings. Like, people neglect the fact that when you go to war, you actually hurt people. I mean, it's been showed so much in the news that when you hear, like, 1,000 people dead, like, 1,000 people just died yesterday, it doesn't really make any sense anymore. Like, people don't see. Like, I remember back in the days, when you hear, like, 10 people died, it's like you get this cold chills down your spine. Like, 10 people just lost their lives. Now you can hear, like, 1,000 people just died yesterday.
That's right.
Nothing.
Folks have been desensitized. They've been desensitized.
Yeah, playing it like is normal now. And that is why the military, these are individuals, like these are young kids, like 21, 22, and they are going in there to hurt people. And I have a family member in the Marine station in Afghanistan right now, and I usually ask him, what do you think? I mean, when you go out there, how do you feel? And he's basically like, everybody just have the same feeling, like, it's just a game. And they just switched to this mode where the whole being of being a human being is being taken out of them, and they just feel like machines carrying out orders. Now, I think that should be brought back, because this is human lives we're talking about. And they should think about that anytime they want to go out. And the generals out
Mike,
there.
Mike, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Again, the point you make is central to everything. The military is compartmentalized, and they're given these manuals to follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights that explain their duties. And up until really even the 80s, it said don't follow illegal orders. Here are examples. They don't really have those anymore. Or they have more like a synopsis. Instead, the manuals are all about how George Washington's bad. I'm not joking if you're a new listener. This came out last weekend. If you're a gun owner, if you believe in small government, or want to make the world a better place, that's a quote. That's a quote. I'm not joking. This sounds absurdist. It sounds like I'm being satirical. I'm not. That you're a bad person. And they do that to find out if you're a good person so they can drum you out, so they can get rid of you. They want either really stupid people or psychopathic people or mercenary types that'll do whatever they're told. They want that across the board, and they feel like they're part of the winning team and love the status and the glitz they believe in, the sexiness of being an enforcer, okay? Whether you're a corporate enforcer or a police enforcer, whatever the case is, that's what they're converting over to in a propaganda state. An absolute, total propaganda state. Now, if you go back 15 years ago or more, there were multiple cases of where they tried to give anthrax shots to the troops, and it was so deadly it killed a bunch of people. And finally, the doctors, it was at one base in Colorado, it happened everywhere, but one base in Colorado, all the major doctors said, this is killing people and giving them epilepsy. This is really dangerous, whatever's in this porting down anthrax shot. We're not giving it. And they started court-martialing a bunch of them. They said, good, court-martial me. It all came out. They had to back off. Then they tried it again. More people stood up. They had to back off again. This happened a couple times since about 2000. So I guess 13 years or so. And it happened previous to that, too. So I guess it's three times. So they had to say no. They had to. The court-martial got started. And then the doctors in the Army in that case, there was also some Air Force doctors. They then got still kicked out, but with an honorable discharge. But they saved a lot of people. That's because they were the experts. They medically saw what it was doing. They didn't like hurting their fellow members of the military and fellow Americans. They said no. They said, fine, go ahead and court-martial us. The system had to back off. Same thing happened in 2002 with the smallpox shot that was causing an autoimmune response. And people would have like an asthmatic event who'd never had it and would turn blue and pass out. And you'd have to be, you know, basically trached to be able to live. Also, others would have a heart attack because an autoimmune response in the heart, in the ventricles. Remember, a couple of reporters took it and had heart attacks and died. You young people. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. And it wasn't just a regular smallpox batch from the 70s. It was something really weird. And you're saying, what does this have to do with following orders on a war? You've got to just say no. But people have been taught. I heard the Austin police chief, Art Acevedo, who I want to get back on here this morning on 590 AM, our local affiliate. I heard him say word for word, the Austin police 100% of the time do nothing wrong. This is a quote. They're all good. And you better do what they say, even if the order's wrong, or you may be killed. Now, under common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, all the court rulings, it's on record that if a cop comes to your house to try to beat your brains out for no reason or rape you or, you know, pull over your daughter and make her have sex, I mean, you know, there's all these famous cases, sitting outside a topless bar, pulling over women, saying, I'm taking you to jail for drunk driving if you don't have sex with me. Those cases are all famous, including in Austin, where I live. And here's the police chief who comes off real slick. With he had to be trained in propaganda to say this. Our police officers, 100% of the time are good. 100% of the time, if they shoot someone with deadly force, it's because they didn't follow an order. And whether that order is right or wrong, you better follow it. It was like a death threat on air to everybody. It was chilling. It was at like 8:10 this morning, him and Sergeant Sam were on there. In fact, we need to call them and get that. They're nice folks. They'll give it to us. And I'm not trying to go after the police chief here. I don't think he's an evil person. His dad was a famous anti-communist gun runner. We know that. We know who he worked for then. You know, clearly, probably an intelligence agency. I don't know this. Next time I have him in, I'm going to ask him. But I've looked more into Acevedo. And the guy's come from nowhere to be the police chief over the 10th largest city in the U.S. It was 11th. It's set to be number 10. And, I mean, and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, man, this is psyops. There's no doubt all that slick talk and that charm stuff, I'm calling him out. I don't think he's a communist. He got mad when I said that earlier. You got to move back to Cuba. He is some type of PSYOP guy. Because I'm listening to this, and the way he's delivering it was really slick, but really creepy. Because, again, I don't want to just hate the Austin police. On average, they have been a better police force, statistically, and what I've seen than many other forces. But as the city gets bigger, and as pressures get bigger, and as federal training comes in, man, they're killing people all the time. They're acting like crazy people. Some of the special units they've got are thugs, are creepy. And to say 100% of our officers are good people, and they always use lethal force properly, I mean, anybody knows that's bull. I mean, I'll guarantee if I was a cop, and I've got a lot of restraint myself in my life, I'll guarantee I'd probably go, you know, I don't want that job. I shouldn't be a cop. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to deal with some drunk lady and, you know, domestic dispute and people fighting with each other and stuff. I'd probably get, I mean, you know, the whole point is don't sit there and say that the Austin Police Department is 100% perfect. I mean, that is literal baloney. We'll be back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Moments ago, and then just aired it minutes ago. So here is Obama's bumbling statement from a roundtable meeting with some foreign leaders. Here it is.
Obviously, I'm very grateful to have my fellow presidents here, as well as the vice president. Before I begin, I want to say a few words about the situation in Syria. As you've seen, today we've released our unclassified assessment detailing with high confidence that the Syrian regime carried out a chemical weapons attack that killed well over 1,000 people.
I have high confidence you did it, scumbag.
So
does Ron Paul.
Horrific images that shocked us all. This kind of attack is a challenge to the world. We cannot accept a world where women and children and innocent civilians are gassed on a terrible
They cannot scale. Accept a world.
This kind of attack threatens our national security interests.
Because you started the war and probably did it.
Well-established
international
norms.
Man, I'm sick of these people. They're such bold BS.
By further threatening
our
allies of ours in the region, like Israel and Turkey and Jordan. And it increases the risk that chemical weapons will be used in the future and fall into the hands of terrorists
noise in there?
Against us. So I have said before, and I meant what I said, that the world has an obligation to make sure that we maintain the norm against the use of chemical weapons. Now, I have not made a final decision about various actions that might be taken to help enforce that norm.
So that's moral. I haven't made my decision yet.
I have had my military.
My military.
Look at a wide range of options.
My military.
We have
an anti-gun, anti-God, anti-American, anti-free speech, piece of trash.
Been in conversation.
It's his military.
Because
Congress didn't consult it. I guess it is.
And
I guess it is.
In no event are we considering any kind of military action that would involve boots on the ground.
And MSNBC says your kids belong to them too.
Campaign. But we are looking at the possibility of a limited, narrow act.
Okay, so they're looking to do an aspirin factory bombing,
make sure
like Obama would do when Drudge Report exposed what he was doing with his cigars.
The international community.
Clinton gets caught doing stuff with cigars.
Weapons,
you got to kill a bunch of people in a factory making aspirin.
Again,
or blow up some Iraqis. He did that too in Operation Fox, whatever it was.
We're not considering any boots on the ground approach.
Chicago mobster runs America.
What we want to do is consider options that meet the narrow concern around chemical weapons.
Oh, the narrow concern. This is small. It's
going to
be good.
A solely military solution to the underlying conflict and tragedy that's taking place.
That you started with Brzezinski. This is the guy who's the front man for the people that started this civil war.
In addition to the release of the unclassified documents.
And he sits up there after he and his team did this.
Today.
I mean, how much more bull do I have to take?
That same classified briefing to members of Congress, as well as our international.
Why do they always delay everything they do now? Because he, like, turns into a vampire
to
or something?
Because,
you know, I already said WASP to live underneath the UN building, according to MSNBC. I never said that, but might as well. I mean, look at these idiots. Look at this moron next to him. All a bunch of narcissistic control freak scum who'd love to destroy the planet if they could.
These countries that they represent all share very deep ties.
I mean, look at the war criminal.
So there you heard the President of the United States.
All right, that's enough of that idiot. Oh, my goodness. I got loaded phone lines here. But I got to stop the show. I can't go into overdrive. Call me back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have the Monday show. Whatever happens, we'll be covering it. We got a special interview I'm taping today with a pretty interesting person. I'll just leave it at that. Look for that. Look for that next time we're live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. Be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.